Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan said he'd become Speaker of the House if certain demands were met. One of them was met last night, or maybe. Ryan said he'd only run if he got nearly every House Republican to back him, and that includes a group of about 40 hardliners who helped push the current Speaker, John Boehner, to resign. They're the House Freedom Caucus. They took a vote last night, which seemed, on its face, a little complicated, NPR's Elsa Chang reports.
It's actually very simple. The House Freedom Caucus doesn't endorse Ryan, but it supports him. Make sense? Raul Labrador of Idaho breaks it down.
A supermajority of the Freedom Caucus has agreed to support Paul Ryan.
A supermajority, as in about two-thirds of them say yes to Ryan. But here's the catch.
The reality is that we didn't reach the supermajority threshold that we needed for the endorsement.
You see, the Freedom Caucus needed 80% of its members on board to officially endorse Ryan. 2 weeks ago, they voted to endorse Daniel Webster of Florida for Speaker.
We have not taken that away.
Which means the Freedom Caucus is still technically endorsing Webster, but intends to give Ryan the bulk of its votes. Clear? Ryan says that's enough for him. He calls it a positive step toward a unified Republican team. And now Ryan definitely has enough votes to be Speaker. A House leadership crisis appears to be over, except there's one thing that's still bugging some hardline conservatives.
If you listen to Paul, what you hear is, I don't want the job.
Republican Mick Mulvaney of South Carolina.
He went from, I don't want it and I won't take it, to, I don't want it but I might take it under certain terms and conditions. The preface to both of those statements is still, I don't want it.
And one of the conditions Ryan is insisting on is a no-go for many in the Freedom Caucus. He wants to change the rules to make it harder for a group like them to oust the Speaker. But Freedom Caucus member Ted Yoho of Florida says, forget it.
You know, it's like going to a job and say, I'll take this job if I can't be fired.
So even though the path is cleared for Ryan to take the gavel, the people he would be leading still say, if we want, we can kick you out. Elsa Chang, NPR News, The Capitol.